if you get to this one number in your recruiting, then you will guarantee yourself to get scholarships. And so, if you don't know who I am, I'm Chandler. I'm a former college quarterback. I run Your First Scholarship, where we help families get their first scholarships and more. And we've done over $4 million in scholarships offered to our families in just the past year. And so, this one number is one that I look back and I simply distill it down to just getting coaches to know about you. And it's the easiest number to quantify that. And so, this number is Twitter followers. If you get this number to about 750 followers, I can guarantee you that you're going to get at least one scholarship offer. It's so underlooked. It's ridiculous. And so let me explain why. So Twitter is the number one place to get the attention of college coaches. It's where every single, just about every single college coach is at. I mean, all 10,000 of them are on there, scrolling their feeds, following kids, DMing kids, posting on there. Basically, it's their recruiting boards nowadays. And now you can call it Twitter, X, whatever it is, but it is the place to be. And it will not change anytime soon. You'll see these platforms pop up. Oh, we're the hub for college football recruiting. Oh, we get you recruited. That is just not true. Nothing has done it better than X. And they have done it unintentionally and created this absolute spider web of college football recruiting. And so you have to get on there. There's no ifs, ands, ors, or buts. You have to be on there. You have to be active on there. You have to connect with college coaches on there. It's the best way to do it. And so with that, the best way to get recruited is to get the followers. You're going to try and get to well over 500, 750, 1,000 is a very good benchmark. And I just haven't seen a recruit that gets to that number with legitimate followers of, hopefully college coaches that doesn't get recruited. Because I did in my recruiting, I think in high school, I probably got to 400, 500 followers, end up with about well over 10 out of high school, and then did again in junior college, end up with about 700 followers, and was able to get a couple of offers after junior college, ranging from FCS at the most, and most of them were smaller NAIA schools, a couple Division twos and whatnot. And so that Twitter follow metric basically means how many people following you, interested in you, and of course a couple of them can be friends, but a lot of my followers during that time were coaches. Like I'd probably say 100, 150 of them were coaches. That means of my 750 followers, let's say, as an estimate, because I don't remember my exact number, about 20% of them were coaches. So that means every single time I posted something, every single time I did something on Twitter, 150 coaches were instantly seeing my stuff because they were following me. And so that's just so like that's so beneficial. Like you can't get there that anywhere else. That coaches that are directly interested in you are going to see your stuff every single time you post it. You can't do that on email. You can't do that on Twitter DMs. You can't do that on YouTube. You can't do that on NCSA. You can't do that on whatever other recruiting platforms want you to believe that you can do that on. You just can't. And so it is so targeted. It is so just I can't even explain how good it is. And so it starts with building that. Like I started my Twitter account really posting probably my sophomore year. And really I didn't do as much as I should all the way till I finished my recruiting process. But yet during that time I still was able to gain traction. I still was able to get to those followers because I just did the bare minimum, really. Like looking back at it, I mean, I just did the bare minimum. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I learned a lot. Obviously, I talk about a lot of my mistakes. And one of the biggest ones was not posting enough on Twitter. If I would have posted what I recommend now, 1 to 2 times per week, bare minimum, I can't even imagine how much smoother my process would have gone. Just starting from, let's just say I started a little later than I probably should. Really, I started taking the process really seriously my junior year. If I started doing that my junior year, going into my senior year, my process will look so much different. So like drastically. And so this Twitter thing, like it's just so important. I talk to too many families and they tell me, oh yeah, the process is going pretty good. We feel pretty confident and they don't have to work with me. I don't care. We're not gonna work with anyone. Not everyone's gonna wants to work with us and we're not for everyone. But it frustrates me inside that these families say they have the process on lockdown, that it's going smoothly. And I look at their Twitter accounts and it's a mess. They have 50 followers and half of them are bots, or they have 500 followers and half of them are bots, and they're not getting followed by coaches because I follow most of the coaches, or follow coaches follow me, I follow them back, and I see their followers, you know, and just a couple recruiting companies, or like random people that aren't coaches. And so you have to get followers on Twitter because it's just an organic way of getting recruited. Like most people seem to think that coaches will fall out of the sky. And the only way to get coaches to fall out of the sky is by posting on Twitter. I can guarantee you that. Other than that, you have to actually put in the work. Like coaches aren't just not randomly going to come across your huddle link. They're not going to randomly come across your YouTube link, even if you posted there. They can randomly come across your Twitter profile, though, if you're posting consistently. And so having 10 Twitter followers is nothing. Having 100 Twitter followers, you're getting somewhere. Having 500 Twitter followers, you're almost there. And then once you get to the 750 mark, especially the 4-digit mark, you're rolling. It just compounds on top of each other because now you have this network of coaches that are following you. They have literally clicked the follow button that everybody knows they're following you. It's basically their own recruiting board. And so if you post something, they see it. They want to see it. And so why not use that to your advantage? Why not create that? I don't understand why people don't use it more actively. You have to take advantage of that because it's a hack. I don't, it's an absolute hack. The best recruits I've worked with have used Twitter very well as a, it's a sense of not just exposure, but also using it as nurturing those coaches and showing them consistently what you're doing up to date. Because some of the best posts that have gotten traction and gotten kids more recruited, one of them is this kid, Jace, I work with. He's a quarterback over in Arizona. Absolute stud. He is using Twitter posts like crazy. I'm going to do a cool case study probably once he graduates and we'll have an interview with him because kid's just a stud, awesome kid. And one of the Twitter posts, I mean, his Twitter posts get consistently 10K plus views. Just crazy. Again, imagine if 1% of that is college coaches, that's 100 coaches seeing your posts consistently once a week. Not bad. And so his posts will re-engage coaches. He won't even DM these coaches anything, and they will reach out to, hey, Chase, saw your post. Dude, you're balling out there. How are things going? Imagine if recruiting posts got that kind of traction. What would your recruiting look like? That'd be pretty awesome. So use posts to your advantage. Like, I cannot emphasize that enough. And I'm not talking about crappy posts of like, hey, I got invited to X game day. Hey, blah, 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 blah with a picture. I'm talking to like tangible video that coaches want to see, whether that's your highlights, workout video, whatever. Like, you want to show stuff that coaches actually want to see. The recruiting update stuff is cool. Like, I'm all for it. It's good to post. Coaches at least know you're getting recruited and they kind of get an inside look at things. But everybody knows that a lot of people get those and it's not really that important. And it kind of blends in with everything else. But actual video and getting coaches to watch that is the secret to it. So I'm not going to ramble on too much about this. Hopefully you get the point. Twitter posts are important. Get a bunch of followers. It will literally guarantee you scholarship because I'll just end it with this. Anybody with less than 100 followers on Twitter, I'm instantly like, there's just no way you're going to get recruited. Like, you don't even have the baseline thing to get recruited. Coaches just don't know about you. And so you have to ramp it up. Versus like if a kid I'm talking to and their family and they've been doing some stuff and they have 500 followers on Twitter, I'm like, you guys are pretty solid. Like, I feel like if you guys don't work with me, you guys have enough traction, coaches know who you are, eventually you're gonna get an offer. And so it's that simple. Just get more coaches to know about you, get them to follow you on Twitter, it'll fix the rest of your recruiting. Seriously. So hopefully you got something from this. I imagine you did because it's the number one thing you can do. If you like this, if you want more stuff like it, be sure to like and subscribe. See you in the next one. Peace.